Hello and a warm welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, professionals, investors, technologists, innovators, who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose that they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as their mission. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their successes, about their failures, about their businesses, about the pivot moments and turning points, and of course, the little joys of life and work. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms and directories. We are doing this episode at a time when there is a significant transformation sweeping India's real estate sector. It is not just about property prices. It's also about technology. It's also about consumer preferences, where people are experiencing choices before they make their purchase decisions. At the center of all of these are, of course, the platforms that are helping consumers evaluate and make the purchase decisions. To talk about all of these and much more, I have with me someone who knows it like the back of his palm. He has been tracking it and has been at the forefront of it for more than two decades now. I have with me Hitesh Singla, co-founder and chief information officer, Square Yards, India's biggest integrated real estate platform. For more than two decades, Hitesh has had a front row seat and has had led transformations in technology and the related universe in India's real estate sector. In 2022, he was recognized by the Confederation of Indian Industry as the CIO of the year in the real estate and infrastructure sector. Welcome to the show, Hitesh. Delighted to have you here.
Thank you, Gaurav. I feel real estate has been the most expensive or hence the most stressful transaction anyone makes in their lifetime. So I feel my job is not just making tech for it. It is to remove the friction, opacity from this journey.
Absolutely.
So looking forward for our conversation.
You know, Hitesh, let's start off with a very basic question from a consumer's point of view. It is about property prices and it continues to rise. That is at least the sense people on this side of the fence, that the consumer side of the fence, seem to have. Where do you think, what next is the stage for this?
I was reading one interesting concept recently. It's called chronoperception, that time is measured in two dimensions. One is in the moment and other is in retrospection. Let's say if I am waiting for my flight at the airport, the 30 minutes of the wait time. Or let's say if I'm waiting for a ride for the roller coaster, I'm in the queue for 45 minutes, and then the ride happens for 2 minutes. In that moment, that 45 minutes sounds very, very long. Similarly, if in real estate, we are talking about the prices have gone up because recently the prices have gone corrected, especially in Delhi NCR. It was a long due correction which was pending. That's why if you look at the complete sector, the prices have gone up in annually by 6 to 10%. That's the basic appreciation anyone would investing in real estate would invest.
Right.
If you say the prices are high, let's say if you Nvidia gave you 100x return, you can't say that the stock market is at high because Nvidia gave you 100x,
right.
100x, inexpensive 100x now. So there are pockets where appreciation is still due, and there are pockets which have become expensive. If you miss that bus, okay, but there are corridors, the new upcoming corridors where you can do investment, and the appreciation is still due on those.
So as an asset class, of course, 6 to 7% or anywhere between around 7 to 10% is a return that anyone would expect. Sticking to the property prices area, you know, there's a view that it only goes up. It doesn't fall. It's only, the direction is only one way, which means that for a large number of consumers or a large swath of consumers, the mega markets will remain probably unachievable. If that is the case, how does it impact the brokerage business?
So high prices doesn't translate to low demand.
Right.
Okay. So if the mega market has gone super expensive, let's say some markets like Gulf Coast out of Gurgaon, if it has become super expensive, but there are new corridors which are coming up, new pockets where the new investment people who are coming up in the real estate investment now, they are making their first home buy. Okay, so they can invest on the properties. So that's why our role as a brokerage becomes more relevant, that where we guide the user to invest on those corridors. Recent infrastructure developments, metro connectivity, they are bringing up more and more areas. So India is still urbanizing rapidly.
Right.
And the demand of the homes will keep on rising in urban areas. So there will be new pockets which will develop over the time, over the years. And that's how you, then someone who is investing for the first time in real estate, they need to think on those areas.
You know, Hitesh, this is a sector, and you talked about opacity. This is a sector that is actually characterized by a very high degree of trust deficit. Developers and consumers don't trust the developers for various reasons. There could be legacy reasons, there could be some bad apples, etc. I'm not going to get into the details of that. But how does artificial intelligence, and what is the potential for artificial intelligence to actually plug that trust deficit? Because this is a market in which the consumers and the sellers will have to meet midpoint, and trust is essential for that. So how can AI actually help achieve that?
So when we say opacity, there are two parts to it. One is not getting information at all, and one is getting different information from different sources. So what we are, so AI is not replacing humans here.
Right.
So AI is acting as a co-pilot and aiding the human interaction, where they are collating data from different sources a lot faster than what humans can do.
Right.
So it's helping the build that trust because of the data consolidation it can do a lot faster. And the information which you were lagging, which you spent multiple hours to get required information to do your real estate investment, AI will make it a lot faster. And we are making system in-house where our agents are helping users and guiding users based on the data which AI is collecting.
So artificial intelligence in a way is helping dismantle the information asymmetry that currently exists. And because it is far more efficient than humans. But we are also in an age of information overload. There's a lot of information flowing around, and it's not necessarily because of artificial intelligence. It's also because of the current context that we find ourselves in. In such a case, how can platforms be of great help?
So platforms, what platforms have recently solved is the discovery issues, right? So earlier, if you need to, people were spending a lot more time in digitally on buying a phone rather than a home.
Right.
But that have in the recent years that have changed. Now people do their investigation digitally on platform and then they take their property investment decision. So that all the platform, real estate platform, they have sold the discovery platform. And along with the AR, VR coming up, virtual tours are also possible. The new investment which you want to make, you can make take the virtual tour of the properties. So it helps you how the property will look in the daytime, nighttime, and different floors. So all those decision making you can do at home before visiting the site actually.
So which part of the buying journey are consumers using the tech most?
As of now, it's on discovery platform and financing. Financing has become a lot more automated. So earlier, now you can get home loan pre-sanctioned at a click of a button. Earlier, there was a lot of paperwork required before even you get the sanction of the home loan. You can know your CIBIL scores. You get to know your loan eligibility. If you are eyeing for a 2BHK home and you are not knowing how much capital you will be able to get, so supposedly you are, depending upon your income, maybe your loan capacity is a lot more than what you think. So you can upgrade from 2BHK to 3BHK. So it helps in those digital interventions, helps in making to make you correct decision.
Absolutely. You know, if you look back at Square Yards, for instance, and what was the most, you know, what were the most significant challenges that you would have encountered during this journey while trying to build and build Square Yard and a platform like that? Because it is, it involves technology and also involves a fair degree of human involvement. And how did, what are the lessons that you learned alongside?
So real estate has been one of the oldest industry, you can say. So it's not only the digital information piece which was missing, it was digital first mindset was missing.
Right.
So people were not thinking going digital when they were thinking about real estate. They were not even thinking that this information I will be able to get online, or this is one step which we can do online. Application from signing of the application form during when the COVID happens, that was the major leap which developers and consumer both took, because the physical you were not able to go to physically sign documents at a developer office. Lot many transactions, or at least the initial part of the transaction, also moved to the electronic signature. The adoption of that was a lot slower than what it before the COVID. So COVID also helped the close down at that time, also helped in the adoption of the digital journeys with the developers as well as with the consumers.
So the pandemic actually accelerated the adoption of digitization, yeah. And that's true of the real estate buying behavior too. Finally, you know, you have seen a significant amount of technological transformation with the kind of work that you do. How has your leadership style evolved because of that? And what are the lessons that have stayed with you?
So I will answer in two parts. One, what has changed, and one, what hasn't changed. One thing which has changed is I have moved towards more on why. And I believe people are, now I believe that people are smart enough to handle, once you explain them why, they will figure out what and how.
Right.
So my job as a leader is to explain the why now. Earlier I used to focus a lot on what and how. And the second thing which hasn't changed, I still feel I am the one of the junior most member of my team, and I still feel there's a lot to learn, mm-hmm. and I can learn from a fresher as much as he can learn from me.
So absolutely. And what next for Square Yards? What is the next step in the evolution of the company?
So we are growing as of now. As CEO Tanuj says, we haven't even scratched the surface. Though we are one of the biggest company, there are a lot more to achieve. We want to make our reach more this number of transactions what we do for Square Yards, and bring more on that digitally all the consumers.
Wish you all the best for that. Thank you so much, Hitesh, for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us. It was a wonderful conversation.
Thank you, Gaurav.